Ladies and gentlemen, there's a wonderful show coming to the Empire Theatre. Britain's Got Talent, the big celebration on the 11th of February 2018. There's a matinee and an evening gala, and that performance, the money, is going to help Alder Hey Children's Hospital. Some of the acts on there are just mind-blowing. Susan Boyle, Calabro, I don't know where to start. There's just so many. But there's a very important act on, a local girl. We did Panto together. I'm excited to talk to her. Her name is Julia. She is in a troupe called Mersey Girls, which was formerly Just Us. Hello, Julia Colley.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very, very excited about the show. I've got my tickets already, so I'm pleased about that.
Oh, thanks.
I'm really, really excited because it's a huge show. Now, have you worked the Empire before, apart from doing Panto?
Yeah, I've done quite a few shows at the Empire. It's an amazing place.
It is a beautiful theatre, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about this show. Let's talk about your story first, because it was a hell of a story. Hit the national press. Take your time. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was diagnosed with scoliosis when I was, 6 years old, and I wore this big back brace and stuff like that. And I had two different back braces, and I had exercises to do. I went all the way to Germany to get treatment, and nothing would really hold my curve while I was dancing. It just kept getting bigger and bigger no matter what I did. So I decided basically before surgery to give it one last shot and go and try out for Britain's Got Talent. And, you know, you don't expect to get through. And then all of a sudden we were, you know, dancing in the live shows on Britain's Got Talent. It was just incredible. And there's a surgery in America called BBT, and you can dance after that, but it's a lot of money and they don't do it in the UK. So that was always a dream of mine, to get that surgery. And Simon Cowell really generously offered to pay for it in America. So now I've had two surgeries and I'm back dancing again. And we're just preparing for the show now.
Now tell me, he did what he did, which was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Had you any idea he was going to do that?
No, I had no idea. Obviously it had always been a dream of mine, but you don't expect anyone to pay that amount of money for you, so it was such a big surprise.
So tell me on the night what it was like, and tell me before the operation what it was like to dance. Did you struggle? Explain to me.
Well, obviously we just performed in the finals of Britain's Got Talent live, and then as soon as we got off stage, we bumped into Simon Cowell, and apparently he was trying to find us, and he told me that he was going to pay, and we were all, me and the rest of my girls, were just in tears. It was the best feeling I've ever had. And then when I was dancing before surgery, I mean, I could do all my flips and stuff, but it would still cause me a lot of pain, and some movements I couldn't do because all of my ribs were in the wrong place. So now it is much easier.
Wow. And you're working with a great cast, aren't you, in Britain's Got Talent, the big celebration?
Yeah, there's so many amazing acts. There's Susan Boyle, Tokyo Myers, Attraction, Paul Potts, Lucy Kay, Sarah Kumu, and there's people from Liverpool, Boogie Storm and Richard Allen as well.
Your family must be very excited about this.
Yeah, we're all so excited. They just can't wait to see me dance again with them.
When did you first, Julia, when did you first discover you had this problem, this illness?
My scoliosis.
Hmm.
I was about 6 years old and I had a really bad cough, so we went to the doctors and we didn't expect to, you know, find anything else except a cough, but he was just listening to my chest and looking at my back, and then he saw a slight curve, so that's when we got it all checked out when I was six.
So when you wanted to go into dancing, did they tell you not to, or did they just say carry on?
Well, I'd already been dancing for 4 years by then, so, and they told me to, I think initially they told me to stop jumping for a bit until they completely found out what it is. So that was really hard for me because I didn't really know what was going on. And, you know, the thought of not dancing really did scare me. But I kind of went against medical advice.
Now, it's interesting you say that, because people do not understand the passion of dance, do they, unless they do it?
No, they really don't.
So for you to be told, and have you ever been told, or were you ever told, that you will never dance again?
Yeah, I was when I think I was about 12-ish, and they said that I need the UK surgery, and I was asking them loads of questions like, will I be able to do my flips, will I be able to dance, and they said, well, not as a career, and that was just heartbreaking, and I just started crying because that's all I've ever wanted to do since I was a baby.
How do you feel when you're on stage with the Mersey girls?
It's the best, especially with those group of girls, because we're all just best friends, and like, we've got such good chemistry. It shows in our dancing, and honestly, there's nothing better.
After the operation, were you scared to dance again?
Yeah, like, I was really fragile, and even when I got the all clear to dance again, I was too scared to do some movements, but the girls, they all supported me and helped me out and, like, helped me gain my strength again, so I really appreciate it.
What's amazing, Julia, that you proved you can do it, and there'll be a lot of people out there who have problems, and they will think, wow, she can do it, I can do it. What's your message to them?
I just want to tell them that even if you are told to stop doing something, then that doesn't mean that you have to stop doing what you love, because I was told that, but then dreams do come true. It's always a dream of mine to get this surgery, and I kept fighting and kept fighting no matter what anyone said, and now here I am dancing again.
Now, what's amazing about Mr. Cowell, I know him, I don't know him well, but I've been in his company several times. He really is a nice man. He's a very powerful man, but he also is a very nice man.
Yeah, he generally does care about my recovery, and he hasn't just done this. He's actually kept in touch, and he cares about how I'm doing.
Well, that's fantastic. So, you're going to be on the 11th of February, two shows.
Yes.
How many numbers are you doing?
We're doing two dances, so it's really exciting.
Fantastic. And everyone should go, shouldn't they? Because a lot of the money's going to Alder Hey Children's Hospital.
Yeah, literally, like, even hotels have donated rooms for acts to stay in, and it's all going to Alder Hey, and every single person who's involved is doing it for entirely free, because everything's going to Alder Hey, because it's really close to my heart.
And it's a beautiful show because there is so much on. It's proper, old-fashioned entertainment, just
singing, comedy, dancing, it's everything. You just can't miss it.
So people should go, shouldn't they?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone should come. It's going to be such an amazing night for such a great cause.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Britain's Got Talent finalist, Julia. Her life-changing surgery, which was paid for by Simon Cowell. To finish off, you explain to me how you and the girls felt when Alicia hit that button.
Wow, I can't even describe it. Like, even now, sometimes when I think about it, I get the same feeling. It was just the best because all of our hard work had finally, you know, like, it's proven why we do what we love, and it was just the best thing in the whole world, and I'll definitely never forget it.
You're a lovely young lady. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
Thank you. It was nice to speak to you.